92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Going bowling on a first date is always a good idea.
Yeah, that's super fun.
You get to do an activity, and for me personally, I've always liked it because then I get to get a glimpse of how big that woman's fingers are.
What?
I only like girls who handle really big hold bowling balls. But that's
what?
Different story for a different time. It's not about me right now and my choices when it comes to women's fingers. It's about Thomas and his choice, and Thomas took his date bowling, but now she's not calling him back. What's up, Thomas?
What up, though?
What's up, man? Are you into the big-fingered ladies like I am, or?
Big finger? I mean, I like something else to be big, you know?
Everyone needs to stop. I don't need any more of it.
So your email said that you went bowling on your first date.
Yeah, man, I love going to the bowling alley. I take a lot of women to the bowling alley because you got to see what they're working with. Every time you got 10 frames to see that approach.
To see the booty.
Yeah.
Oh.
10 frames to see that frame. You know what I mean?
I thought for a second, like, legitimately you were talking about their quality of game.
No, Brooke.
I'm talking about bowling for booty. That's what I'm talking about.
Bowling for booty. I like it.
We're all on the same page now.
Yeah. You know, my cousin hooked me up with this girl, you know, on a blind date.
All right. What's her name?
Cynthia.
Cynthia. All right. And how was bowling with Cynthia? Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, man, I had a great time. I thought we had a great time. I mean, I got to, you know, get a little glimpse of her, you know, when, you know, she was bowling them buns out there, you know.
Oh, all right.
I guess I know now.
So she passed the buns test. She sounds like the full package.
I mean, that's all inclusive. You can't just have one part and not like the other two. It's got to be everything.
That's a good point. Now, this was a blind date. So had you met her at all before, or was this legitimately the first time you two had ever seen each other?
No, this is the first time I've seen her. So, you know, we got a lane and, you know, like I said, we got a couple of brews, had a good time.
We
placed a wager, though. We had a bet because I'm super competitive. So we had a bet, you know, whoever lost was going to have to buy curly fries.
That's a big bet. That's a good bet, actually.
You have to buy curly fries, or did she have to buy curly fries?
Oh, no, she had to buy them curly fries. Man, I told you I'd do this, man.
Hold on, you didn't let her win?
No, you should not let her win. Absolutely not. That is the right way to go.
You got to be dominant on the first date, you know?
All right. So you dominated her at bowling, and did you actually make her pay for the curly fries?
Hell yeah, I made her pay. What you expect? She lost.
Good.
See, I agree.
Well, I mean, some guys would do that, and then at the end, they'd be like, "No, I'm gonna get it for you."
No,
she lost the bet, and you made her pay. I like that.
Then I'd be a liar.
No woman wants a pity win or getting off of a bet.
And if she
does, then she's not worth it.
I don't want to be looking weak. You know what I'm saying? I'm not being a man of my word, so I gotta, you know.
All right.
Gotta do it.
So was that it for your date then? You beat her at bowling, made her pay for some curly fries, and that was it?
No, we have fun, though. Like, we end up playing, you know, bowling to get the arcade, so we end up playing some games and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so you guys stayed after you were done bowling?
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
It was a good night. We were still, you know, laughing and joking. We played some Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, nice. All right.
A little DDR.
Cool.
Now, did you win a Dance Dance Revolution, or did she win?
I mean, I was pretty good, you know. I mean, she was good as well, so I call it a tie.
You lost.
More so.
Yeah, you lost. You lost at Dance Dance Revolution. That's okay, man.
Okay.
But I was trying to show off the moves, though. That's what's going on. I was trying to be fancy, so that's...
She's like, you're supposed to play with your feet. You just keep air humping, Thomas. Stop it. So, how did the date end with her?
I mean, everything went good. You know, I walked out to the car and got, you know, a little kiss. It wasn't no, you know, make out after third grade type stuff, but it was, you know, something real nice. It was just a little kiss, and I thought we were going to link up again later on. Okay.
And during the little kiss, was that something you initiated?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I went in, but she didn't, like, back up, you know, so I...
Okay.
And that's what I'm curious, is if she reciprocated or not.
Of course she reciprocated. I got some sexy lips.
So if Miss Sexy
Thomas
Lips...
Thomas and his sexy lips.
If she had such a good time, why do you think she's not calling you back?
Man, I honestly got no idea. I mean, I'm hoping it's not because of the fries, but that would be petty. It was like $3.37. It's ridiculous. I mean, I paid for everything else, so, you know, it's not like she came out of pocket crazy. It was, okay. I mean, I thought we had a good time. I have no idea.
And how many times have you...
It's because of my swaggy smooth.
how many times have you tried to get a hold of her since your date?
Yeah, you send a couple of text messages. After two text messages, you can't send a third one because then you seem stalkerish.
Okay, so you got two text messages and no response, or she responded shortly?
No response.
And I'm proud of you for not going to that third text message and looking stalkerish, but then calling us instead and having us call her.
You got to find other ways. You can't just...
All right, man. Well, we're going to play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Okay, man, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
In today's second date update, we go bowling for booty.
Twerk, 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 twerk that out.
That's right. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, Thomas is on the phone. And bowling for booty is what he likes to do on his first dates. He went out with a girl named Cynthia. He went bowling. Why does he call it bowling for booty? Because he says you get to watch their frame as they make their approach. And you get to check out all they're working with. Thomas, are you ready to give Cynthia a call and find out why she's not calling you back?
Yeah, man. I'm ready to find out what's going on.
All right.
Hey, can I ask you, I mean, how apparent were you when you were gawking at her booty?
She can't see me because she's turned the other way, so it don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's, I mean, I think it's good to check out the goods. I'm just saying maybe I didn't know if you did a lot of commentary on the side as well.
No, you know, nothing too over the top. I'm not, you know, like I said, I don't like that. I kept it cool. I'm smooth with it.
You're not making noises? Like when she goes up there, you're just like, You're not doing that?
Nah, that's savage right there, man. Nah, that's savage.
All right, let me just refresh everybody's memory real quick before we call her. Thomas took Cynthia bowling. They had a fun time. He beat her at bowling, and they had a bet that she had to buy curly fries. If she lost, she lost. She bought the curly fries. Then they played a little Dance Dance Revolution and ended the night with a small kiss, but he hasn't heard from her since. All right, man, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Cynthia, please?
Uh-huh, this is she.
Hey, Cynthia, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi, this is who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. Hi.
Have you ever heard of us?
No, I haven't heard of you, but good for you. You got a radio show, but why are you guys calling me?
Thank you.
I'm calling you because you recently went out on a date with somebody and they emailed us because you aren't calling them back.
Okay.
It's a segment that we do on our show called The Second Date Update. I know it's kind of weird, but you recently hung out with a dude named Thomas.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes,
that sounds, that's a positive
Thomas,
response.
And Thomas emailed us because he's confused why you're not calling him back after your date.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. It's not really my type, I guess.
Are you not attracted to him? Is that what it was? Because it was a blind date, so you didn't really know what you're getting into.
Right. You know, he was a handsome guy. I mean, we had an awesome time. Very competitive, but yeah, just wasn't my type.
Okay, but if he's a handsome guy and you had a great time, what about him is, like, what's wrong with him?
I mean, wow. So, he was a cool guy, but it was just something was just a little off. That's all.
What could be off, though? But Cynthia, all you've done is compliment him. So what could be off?
And you've, like, laughed cutely during the whole time we've talked to you about him.
Because he was so sweet. But goodness. Oh, goodness. I just.
What? What's the but? He was so sweet, but what?
Yeah. Is he dumb? Does he have, like, a weird eye or something?
He was just so little. I felt like I was with my son.
What?
Oh.
Hold on.
There's a big height difference.
There's a huge height difference. Oh. He had to be at least a couple of inches shorter than me, and I don't really like that. I'm not attracted to that.
How short is he?
So I'm 5'6", and he had to be about 5'2.5".
He's like really short.
He's really short, and the sad part is he had to use smaller balls. I felt so bad.
And he's like kids bowling balls?
Yes, he had to, though. I got it. It was just very awkward, but he was great. I just can't do the little bitty thing.
Well, and you're not even that tall.
I'm way taller than him. Do you know what that looks like with heels on? First of all, when I met him, I had on a blue heel. I didn't know he was going to be that little. So I have on this heel, and it's like I walk up, and I couldn't even see him at first. Like, where is he?
He's like swiping at your kneecaps like, hey, I'm down here.
It was just weird. Gosh.
I really don't think you should discredit him, though, because I have dated many a short men, and they work very hard for you.
Well, maybe, but I'm not used to dating that little.
So how did the rest of your night go?
At the end of the night, what really got it was the awkward kiss. Like, I'm used to looking up. I had to slump so far down. And it was just, it was weird.
Yes.
I didn't want
to
do it.
Yeah. Hey, Cynthia, as a short guy, that's my favorite part. I date taller women, and I love it when they have to bend down to kiss me. It's hilarious. But not that many people find it funny.
Yeah, that's just not my thing. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, Cynthia, I do need to let you know that Thomas is on the other line listening to this conversation.
He's on the phone?
Yeah.
For real? I'm sure. Oh, my God, no.
Wait a minute, nah. We had a good time. You know, big things come in small packages.
Yes. He's right.
Thomas, I didn't know you were there. I am so sorry. It's so embarrassing.
Come on. You didn't have to look down on me that far. It was barely bent over.
Thomas, my back was hurting by the time I came back up.
Come on, I don't do that. You know the back was hurting because of that whipping I put on you and Bowen. We had a good time, man.
You know what? You're right. We had an amazing time. It's just, you are short.
I can hear you this whole time. All you saying is that you had a good time, and you said I'm handsome. Thank you. I don't see why we can't go out. You can't look past my shortness.
Oh, goodness. I did. You're right. You're totally right. I just, I don't think it's going to work.
And I'm not 5'2". I'm 5'4" and a quarter. And
see?
If I stretch, 5'4" and a half.
Yes, and you see, Cynthia, he could stretch out to you and get to 5'4" and a half.
On a good day, I can stretch and then I'll be tall as I can be handsome.
Give it another chance. I mean,
he sounds like a great guy.
So, Thomas, it doesn't bother you to like date a woman that towers over you? Like, I literally tower over you. That don't bother you at all?
You know, as a short man, I could do things other men can't do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You got stuff underneath the cabinet? Boom, I can get that. You ain't got a bed to hurt your back. You know what I'm saying? Something going to the bed, I could just pretty much backflip under there if I need to. I'm telling you, anytime you need your shoes, ties, I'm right there. I can stand up doing it. You know what I'm saying? So,
Cynthia, you have to say yes to him.
Wow.
I know you're laughing. You think I'm funny. I know you got that pretty smile on your face.
Uh-oh. And complimenting the smile. Come on, Cynthia.
Thomas, stop.
Come on, girl. You got me acting crazy. I had to call a radio station to get you to talk to me again.
Thomas, you just stop embarrassing me on this radio station.
You know, I do whatever it takes to make you smile. That's all I'm trying to do for the, next foreseeable future, at least one more time.
Thomas, you are bad. You're too much. Stop it.
I'm just trying to get a little bit more of your time, Mama. That's all.
You sure know how to win someone over.
So there you go, Cynthia. Will you go on a second date with Thomas? We know he's short, but he sounds like an awesome dude, and it sounds like you like him. Will you go out with him one more time? We'll pay for it.
Maybe I'm being a bit judgmental, and Thomas, you make me laugh.
Yeah.
So, yes, I will go out on a second date.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right here. It's a victory for short dudes everywhere.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Right.
Thomas, you got a second date, and yes, you scored a victory for short guys all across the world today.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you, Brooke Jubai. I appreciate y'all so much. Since the deal, you ain't going to regret this, baby. You know what I'm saying? I might be 5'4", but I'm 6'5 in the bedroom. You know what I mean?
There you go. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592. Says, on behalf of short dudes everywhere, I want to thank Thomas for being on the show today.
Right?
Talking about today's second date update. If you missed it, Thomas wanted to call a girl named Cindy. She wasn't calling back after their date. He didn't know why. They went bowling, had a great time. We got Cindy on the phone, and we found out the reason she wasn't calling back was because Thomas is really short.
But you know what? I'd rather date a super nice, funny, short guy than a total douchebag that's really tall.
Yeah, and Thomas was hilarious. He was a funny dude.
His personality totally won her and everybody over, honestly. He's
she decided
great.
To go back out with him because she was like, yes, I had a great time, and I can get over the fact that you're so short because you're funny.
Yeah.
Somebody else texted in at 78592 said, you guys just have Kevin Hart on the phone?
Yeah.
You guys, I'm taller than Kevin Hart.
Like, I have to find, I have a picture with him, and it's like, amazing to me that I'm taller. I'm 5'2".
Everybody's taller than him. But he's funny and people love him. Yeah. And people love Thomas from today's second date update. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.